Ever feel like you're drowning in your own routines, in your habits? You set up a system to make life smoother. You may have color-coded planners, you may have habit trackers, you may have a perfectly curated morning, but somehow, instead of making things easier, it just feels like you've gave yourself more work. You know what I'm talking about, right? Because I've been there. You start out strong, but as soon as you get going, maybe a couple days, maybe you're lucky you get in a couple of weeks, the system you built is supposed to help you, but starts feeling like a chore instead of, a system that's just like, yes, this is it. So now you're wondering, wait, wasn't this supposed to make me feel better, make my life feel better?
Hey, hey, it's Michelle, and welcome to Simplifying Life's Beautiful Bitchiness. Let's keep it real. Life can be a bitch, so let's make it easier. We're all about saying peace out to constantly juggling all the things and create simple, stress-less life systems that work for your version of a balanced life. Without the burnout, without the BS. Whether you're juggling mom life, managing a chronic illness, or just trying to get through the day without losing your shit, I got you. So grab a drink, take a breath, because we're diving into real life strategies with a little bit of goofiness, a few F-bombs, and plenty of holy shit that makes sense moments. You ready? Let's do this.
It's not you. It's the system. And here's the thing. The problem isn't so much as it's you, it's the system itself. We often build routines based on what we think should work instead of what actually fits our real, messy, unpredictable, crazy ass lives. Because, like the show is, life's beautiful bitchiness, life be lifin'. And the internet is full of productivity gurus with the perfect systems. Get up at 5 a.m., the 5 a.m. wake up calls, 2-hour morning rituals, elaborate meal prep strategies. But if those don't align with your energy, your schedule, or your personality, they're just extra things that's just not going to sit well with you. It's just disguised as a structure. And again, we have to make sure it's something that fits you. So a good system works for you, right? Not against you. A system should support your energy and not drain it. If it makes life harder, it's time to tweak it. It's time to look at your morning routine, and it should feel like a warm-up and not a test of willpower to your day. Your meal planning should help you eat better, not make you dread the kitchen and another same sad meal again. And then your productivity system should adapt to your life and not force you want to change who you are, because it has to fit you in the season that you're in. So try this instead, making systems fit your life. And I know you're just like, Michelle, I hear it all the time. Everybody says the same thing. Fit it for me, fit it for me, fit it for me. But what do I do? And if the system isn't working, it doesn't mean you failed. It just means it's time for an upgrade. And here's how, you can kind of troubleshoot it, right? So step one, pick one routine that should make your life easier, but it doesn't. And maybe, again, it's your meal planning. Maybe it's your workout routine or how you're organizing your to-do list. It's a bedtime routine. The list can go on. How you take the steps to get you and your kid up ready for school. Those are all your systems and your routines. So just pick one of those to start. And then we'll go on to step two. It's then identifying the step that makes it feel heavy or stressful, or if it's just a constant fight. So is your meal prep too time consuming? And I'm picking on meal preppers right now. For me, I'm not a huge meal prepper. I myself, on Sundays, meal prepping for me and my family and what works for us is literally planning out the meals for the week. And it's whatever we have in our kitchen. And okay, we have ground beef. All right, we're going to make spaghetti. And the spaghetti will last us 1 to 2 days, including lunchtime for me, him, and my daughter. So, you know, it's different for everybody. And that's why I want to help you with realizing that you have to make it fit you and the season you're in, because it can change with the seasons. So going back to this, went on a tangent, but going back to this, is your meal prep too time consuming? Does your to-do list feel overwhelming, or are your workouts draining instead of energizing? And the last step I have for you is adjust it to fit your reality. Not what a productivity expert says you should do or what should work for you. And so maybe meal prepping looks like keeping it as easy snacks on hand instead of making full meals ahead of time. Or maybe your workouts need to be shorter and a little bit more flexible. So 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. And maybe your to-do list needs to be just a top 3 high priority. This is what I need to get done. That's non-negotiable. And what else I could fit in is icing on the cake. But those 3 things each day that I have set for myself is what I need to get done. And that's your to-do list. And you can even do it to where it's one thing for you, one thing for the household, and then one thing for your business or work. Keep it simple. And those are like the absolute top 3 priority tasks that you need to get done. It's the small tweaks of a system that can make a huge, huge difference. Like for me, I recently went through this with my morning routine. My morning routine was such a pain in the ass for me. I struggle getting up in the morning, period. But I've gotten a little bit better at getting up at 5 a.m., a little bit. What helps me is I think it's like a sun clock by the maker of Philips, and it starts 20 minutes before my actual alarm goes off, shining a light as if the sun is rising in the morning, and starts the process of helping me with a natural wake up until my actual alarm goes off to help me fully, like, okay, now it's time to wake up. It's been 20 minutes. Now it's time to wake up. And so from there, I will, you know, check in with myself. Take a moment to take inventory on my mood, on my energy. And then I will decide if I need to do a 5 to 10 minute bed yoga routine, or if I need to just sit in bed, sit with myself, and do a tapping solution meditation routine. That's a kind of a quick one. And then once I go through that, that sets my day so much better than what I was trying to cram in and do too much with before. And I try to narrow it down with just, okay, maybe I just need to stretch. Maybe I just need to do this. And it just didn't work out. And I was like, okay, I need something that's restorative. And that's what worked for me. And that's what helped me figure out my morning routine. Now that I've gotten that down, and I've been doing it for maybe about a week now, up until this point as I'm recording this episode. And now it's moving on to the next routine that I feel like can use some tweaks and help me with my day, my week, and just keep me functional and efficient, but not draining. Not, you know, I'm just like, crap, I don't want to do this shit. I don't want to have that feeling, because as some of the facts and stats goes, you use more muscles to frown than you do to smile. It does not take that much effort to smile. So I'm trying to make it to where I'm smiling a lot more than I am frowning, right? And so what comes next? Have you ever had a system that just wasn't working for you? And if so, I want you to let me know and hit reply if you're checking this out in my blog, or leave a comment, or send me a DM on Instagram and let me know about it. Or if you need a little bit of help troubleshooting the routines, check out my game plan check-in and let's make your systems actually work for you and not against you. Because life is already hard enough. Your systems shouldn't make it harder.
That's a wrap on today's episode. I hope it gave you something to think about, laugh at, or actually use in real life. If this one hit home, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss what's coming next. And if you're feeling extra generous, drop a review. It truly helps. If you want to keep the convo going, head to the show notes for all the links and resources. Until next time, inhale the calm and exhale the fire.